Well, we just a little while ago had a conference call with the four National Weather Service offices that serve the state of Maryland, local emergency managers, people from key state agencies, and also several of the electrical utilities that serve the state, just to kind of get the latest and greatest forecasts from the National Weather Service, and then to make sure everybody is thinking about what they might need to do if the storm front does materialize.
What are you hearing? I mean, is this going to be a major storm where you're going to have to mobilize people?
Well, one of the difficult issues with a storm like this as opposed to, let's say, a hurricane is basically what we're being told is that the conditions are ripe for certain things to happen, whether it be something like the derecho last year, whether it be something like the tornadoes that touched down the other night. The system is ripe, or the atmosphere is ripe for something to happen. We just don't know what it is and exactly when it's going to be. So we are certainly paying close attention. We may bring some extra people in later to monitor, but it's really very hard to staff in anticipation until we are able to see on the weather map perhaps something that's a little more clearly delineated.
So it's too soon to say when if the EOC is going to be activated just on standby or anything like that.
We will probably bring a few extra people in to work with our 24-hour watch team to help monitor what's going on, just because there may be a lot of traffic on police and fire radios and among emergency managers locally. And then, of course, obviously, if something ominous crops up on the weather radar, we can certainly start bringing people from other state agencies into the EOC to coordinate what we have to do.
The people of Maryland to do.
Well, the people of Maryland, it's basically the same kind of protective stuff that we ask them to do for hurricanes and winter storms. Make sure you have a good disaster supply kit. Make sure your family has a plan. And think about what you would do if you're without power for an extended period of time. You know, what would you be able to do in terms of food, water, flashlights, a battery-powered radio. Make sure your devices, your cell phones, your iPads, your iPods, make sure they're all properly charged. Maybe have a spare battery if possible. So if you do run out of power for an extended period of time, you'll still be able to keep track of what's going on.
Be able to maintain some sort of a normal life, I guess.
Right. I mean, it's difficult, and we certainly understand that. And, what we just don't know is how bad this could be. We were all caught off guard a year ago when a million customers around Maryland were without power when the derecho came through. That was, a very unusual event, and I'm hesitant to say that we would have another derecho now, although some people have mentioned that word, but certainly the conditions are supposed to be very ripe tomorrow with the humidity and the fronts moving through and the heat for some sort of weather events to happen in this area, whether they be severe thunderstorms or perhaps tornadoes or some sort of straight-line wind activity. We just don't know yet. But it's still, anything people can do to be prepared year-round will make it easier to deal with an event like this.
McDonough Mima, thanks for your time today. We
Thank
appreciate
you,
it. We'll be in touch.
Take care, Rob.